set things rolling. Well, Ian, thank you very much for your time. I know you've had a little break, and I'm sure some of that has been thinking about what's to come for next season. But you feeling refreshed? Feeling ready?
I am, yes. I'll be honest. I literally signed on the dotted line at Orient about 2 days before I went away, and the phone was like non-stop before I went. I was actually talking to people on the plane as we were taking off. So the missus wasn't too pleased about that. But no, really, really excited about the opportunity and the job. And took a few days to come down, to be honest, when I went away. And now I'm back. I'm really looking forward to it.
So between now and when the players obviously come back and pre-season training starts in earnest, what exactly do you now have to do as the manager?
I've actually, while I was away, I contacted all the players that are under contract and just sort of had a little chat, introduced myself to those that didn't know me, and sort of given my thoughts on what I'm after and what the plan is. And I think that went down quite well with the players. Rather than just turn up on day one of pre-season and have a mass meeting, I've sort of done a one-on-one on the phone. Obviously, I'd like to have done it face-to-face, but, I got a good response from the players, obviously, after a disappointing season last year. They all sound keen and up for it and ready to go. So, on that basis, I was very pleased with the conversations I had with them.
So, following an appointment, I mean, two factors really you've got to take into consideration, I suppose, as a manager. One is obviously your staff that you're going to have and who you're going to work with, and the other one is the playing squad for the new season. I mean, both of those require a little bit of work, which is why I suppose getting it sorted before you went on holiday so early before pre-season was to kick in was good for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've actually we'll be releasing a couple in the very near future. We've been working. Got to say, the chairman's been fantastic. Backed me with everything I've wanted to do so far. And we've made signings. I know a couple have been released, but there's a couple just literally the minor couple of bits and pieces to be done, and they're done. I've brought in some staff already. That's another, another thing that I've been doing while I was on holidays, arranging that. But again, been backed fully in what I want to do or want to bring in. So from that point of view, it's been a very good start to life at Orient, I've got to say.
Obviously, last season was not the sort of season that anyone down at Brisbane Road would have wanted. Is there a sense, though, with a new broom such as yourself, that everything can be forgotten about and you can push and go again? I mean, your ambitions will be to get the club back as quickly as possible.
Most definitely. We don't want any negativity around the place. But last year happened. Mistakes were made, and the chief executive and the chairman, I think they've openly admitted that there were mistakes made last season. So, fair play to them for that. It's my job, like you say, to come in, sweep clean, get rid of all that negativity, and let's hope we can get off to a good start and put that behind us as quick as we possibly can.
Do you get a sense that it could be a positive season, Ian?
I do. I looked at the squad of players that are left that are under contract, and was very surprised, to be honest. If anyone that knows me, I do get out and watch a lot of games. I don't live in the Premier League bubble when I was at West Ham. I go out, watch all games and all levels. And, I was actually very pleased with the squad of players that were left, and with a few additions to that. There's no reason why that squad of, there's no reason why that squad of players should have gone down last year. With the additions that we're going to make, I'll certainly be looking to be challenging and being in the frame to get promoted this year.
Obviously, you can't go into details as to who, but what sort of areas do you need or would you like to strengthen in, and what sort of numbers do you think you need to add to the squad to have the group that you would like to take into the season that will be successful?
Well, there was when I took over, there was 12 signed players, three of which were goalkeepers.
Yeah.
When I say 12, I mean there's a few younger lads that are sort of just coming, sort of third year scholars are coming into the equation. There's three or four of those as well. But senior players, there was 12, nine outfield, three keepers, as I said. One of the goalkeepers didn't want to be here, so, you know, we just, you know, if you don't want to be here, then that's fine. So we released him, he's gone. So we move on. I've signed, there's literally five that are near enough done now. I want to bring, there's a couple with experience, but I want to bring some energy, a couple of younger players in with some energy and legs and, you know, and try and brighten it up a little bit, if you like. You know, I've looked at the squad, it's got a few older players in there, which is not a problem. Let's just bring a few younger ones in to liven them up a bit and, you know, give us a little bit more of a dynamic attacking threat, if and when we need it.
And as you say, your experience is pretty varied and wide. I mean, you watch a lot of football at all levels. You've been involved in football at many levels as well, from the seniors to development players at West Ham United to managing at, you know, the level that you're going to be at. So, I mean, do you feel you bring the whole package to this job in?
I'll be honest. You know, I took a job at Barnet back, you know, when literally I come out of playing. Yeah. I had a year with Paul Fairclough. Learned a bit from him. Sort of went into the job maybe a little bit too early, if I'm being honest, but loved every minute of it and learnt from it. What I would say now is, yeah, I've done me. Yeah, the phone's going.
Okay.
another agent. No. You know, I've done me apprenticeship, if you like. You know, gone through from doing the 21s, assisting, being an assistant manager, then being a first team coach at West Ham, and you know, your learning curve in my last 4 or 5 years makes me, and I actually feel ready now to go into, you know, the management job. As I said before, I felt ready then, to be honest, but I wasn't quite ready for what was coming my way. I actually feel a lot more knowledgeable about what I'm going into now. You know, as you said, about different levels and what I've watched and seen and coached and managed. Yeah, I feel ready and I feel confident, you know, in what I'm going to be doing.
And you've, big Sam Allardyce, obviously, who you worked with at West Ham United for a decent period of time, you feel you've gained something for him?
You can't fail to learn from Sam. You know, he's not been a Premier League manager for all those years, you know, and not been good at what he does. You know, he's a good guy, Sam. He tells it how it is. And, you know, if you can't learn from him, then you might as well give up now.
He'll be back in the job soon if he wants one, I would imagine.
I'm sure he's had, in fact, I know he's had offers already to go back in, but, you know, I think he's going to take his time and have a well-earned rest and do the, I'm sure the next job that he takes will be right for him.
Yeah.
and Lee and his wife. So, you know, and I'm sure he'll go in and be successful again wherever he goes.
And from you just want to get going, I would imagine. Lots of work to do before now and the start of the season, but it's just, you know, this sort of phony war at the moment. It's getting your hands dirty. That's what you want. Players on the training ground,
yeah,
games starting.
Yeah, exactly that. I want to get on the training ground and just get a feel for the players, then get a feel for me, get to know me and what I expect from them. And then just really looking forward to getting a few pre-season games under our belt and then, you know, and then get the real stuff up and going and get going.
And just finally, I mean, there's been lots of stuff away from the actual football side, which is to do with the owner, the chairman. Is that something that you just can't legislate for, so you just get on with your job?
Of course. You know, as I said, I've met the chairman on about four or five occasions before I went away, and obviously, you know, in the interview process for the job. And all I can't speak highly enough of him.
Mm.
You know, obviously going in and meeting Italian owners and chief execs and stuff is, you don't know what you're going to get, but, you know, his passion for this football club, you know, he's second to none. And I think he saw that in me as well. So, you know, fingers crossed, a good match and we go well. But, you know, what his other business, you know, what's gone on other than Leighton Orient, obviously I don't know anything about.
Sure.
So, But, you know, from speaking to him since, any news, there's no problem as far as I'm concerned. So
brilliant.
Just looking forward to getting on with his job.
I bet you are. That's brilliant. Ian, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate that.